we welcome Tamar Munch in the Auckland studio. Good morning.
Hello, I'm actually down south. I'm not in a studio. I'm hoping that the internet holds.
Lovely. I hope you're somewhere nice. What have you spotted for us that's worth viewing?
So this, I don't know if this is actually one that I'm recommending, but I'm still in two minds about it, to be honest. Alan versus Pharaoh. This started a new four-part documentary series that premiered on Neon and Sky Go this week. It's dropped globally, so it's premiered globally, including in New Zealand this week, and it focuses on the accusation of sexual abuse against Woody Allen, involving Dylan, who was his then 7-year-old daughter with Mia Farrow. And the series covers, they were a former Hollywood power couple, and it covers the subsequent custody trial that they went through, the revelation of Alan's relationship with Farrow's daughter, Sun Yi, and the aftermath of all of that in the years that have followed. This is a series, the documentary's been made by a couple of filmmakers who, Amy Ziering and Kirby Dick, and they have done a number of productions, feature films mainly, feature documentaries, exposing institutional abuses of power. They did one called The Invisible War, which examined sexual abuse in the military. They did The Hunting Ground, which is probably one of the better known ones, which revealed how assaults on college campuses are routinely covered up to minimise damage to the academic institution. And last year they did a doco called On the Record, which was about producer Russell Simmons and some allegations against him. So this is not unfamiliar territory to them. But with this series, they've gone from the issues in an institution to the trauma and impact of incest. There's no really other way to say this. And there's a real grim and uncomfortable intimacy to this series that kind of, that's why I'm not quite sure whether I am recommending it or not, but it's being talked about a lot. There's still a lot of news coverage about it because Woody Allen has recently responded to it. So basically, the setting of it is that Dylan Farrow, she was 7 years old in 1992, and she reported to her mother that her father had sexually abused her. And that allegation became basically weaponized by the parties, or interested parties. And it's been, over the course of the years since, it's been weaponized again and again. It does feel a little bit like this documentary has re-weaponized it. Just in the last day or so, Woody Allen has come out, he's unequivocally denounced the series, and the publishers of his autobiography are commencing legal proceedings against the filmmakers because they lifted from his audiobook. The audiobook is kind of where his voice exists in the documentary. He's not interviewed otherwise. And it just feels, I don't know if it's necessary to go there again. I do know that in the context of Me Too, he possibly hasn't been, quote unquote, cancelled in the way that the likes of Harvey Weinstein, et cetera, Kevin Spacey, et cetera, have. And so potentially that's where the documentary might have a role or a purpose. But it just felt kind of watching it.
All right. It's Dylan versus Pharaoh, streaming on Neon and Sky Go. Your choice if you go there.
Your choice if you go there, exactly.
Yes. Go ahead.
I watched the first couple of episodes I watched almost immediately after Alan versus Pharaoh, and it was almost like it was an antidote or a palate cleanser. It did the job of kind of cleansing my brain, which was great. This is a new drama series written and directed by...
And there goes the Skype. You still with us, Tamar?
Luca Guadagnino. I'm not very good on Italian. Who...
We're just struggling a little with the Skype there, Tamar. If you could just keep, try again, just pick up again. Yep.
Yeah, are you there? Okay,
I can hear you now.
This is, yeah, great. This is from Call Me By Your Name, the Call Me By Your Name director. And it's a coming-of-age drama which centres on two American teenagers, Fraser and Caitlin, and they're living on an American military base in Italy. And so it's kind of this lovely, languid teenage coming-of-age series, beautifully shot. The pacing might not be quite quick enough for everybody, but it was. It feels like a show that you can really get quite drawn into. In the opening episode, the character Fraser, who's kind of our lead, he and his two mothers, who are both army, serving in the army, they arrive at Venice Airport and they acquaint themselves with their new house located on an army base. And he goes off sort of wandering around the base and meets a group of his new classmates, one of whom is a girl named Brittany, who's played by Francesca Scorsese, who, yes, is a Scorsese.
Tamar, we're just going to switch you to mobile because that Skype is just beginning to fail, unfortunately. Just to explain, Tamar is at work in central Otago at the moment, not ensconced in the Auckland studio where she so often is. And unfortunately, the tech is just beginning to let us down. It is 5 to 12 on 9 to noon. The one we're referring to now is called We Are Who We Are. It's streaming on TVNZ On Demand. It's been written and directed by Luca Guadagnino, the director of Call Me By Your Name, and Tamar is back on the phone to finish telling us what she made of it.
Sorry about that. Yeah, there you go. Internet coverage isn't all that it's cracked up to be when you're in the middle of the
It's those mountains.
South Island. Exactly. Those mountains get in the way. So we're in a American army base in Italy with this lovely group of teenagers, and Fraser, who's our lead character, he's met this group of people. There's a girl called Brittany who's kind of, she introduces him to the rest of the group. And he then finds himself fascinated with a particular girl in the group called Caitlin. And he later in the episode spots her at a local restaurant, and he is surprised to see that there, away from her group of friends, she's dressed like a boy and she calls herself Harper. And sort of that sets up their relationship. He knows something about her that the rest of the group doesn't know. And we finish that first episode with him asking what he should call her, what is her name. And then in the second episode, which is quite an interesting device, we see the events of the first episode retold from Caitlin or Harper's perspective. And she's an army brat whose family has been at the base for years. Her dad's a Trump supporter. He's also serving in the military. And she's got brothers, etc., and she's kind of grown up there and she's much more familiar. So she's got this one kid who's kind of grown up there and the other kid who's the newbie, and we kind of explore their friendship over the course of an Italian summer. What's not to like about that? I don't know. There's, like, why wouldn't you want to spend your time there? And as I say, if you're going to watch Allen versus Barrow, I really recommend having something light and lovely to watch.
Wonderful.
Afterwards. It's not all lovely. I mean, you're delving into teenage life, but, you know, It's beautifully shot. It's
just
really well made.
Just a minute or so left to tell me about Scratched, Aotearoa's Lost Sporting Legends, which is streaming via the spin-off, and new episodes drop weekly on Tuesdays.
And the final one for today is... The final one for today, yes.
Is Scratched.
Which is from the spin-off, streaming on the spin-off, and won the best sports program at the TV Awards last year. And it's a local web series that celebrates the sporting legends of Aotearoa who never truly got their due. Now, there are a couple of people in this series who I think, like Precious McKenzie and people like that, who probably did, you know, they were celebrated in their time, but it does explore, it's kind of like a sporting biopic documentary series, all about Kiwi sports people, and there's some really great yarns in there. Definitely some people that I hadn't heard about, and just hearing how they how they achieved what they did achieve. It's easy viewing, well worth tuning into, short episodes, and there's a first series that you can go back into and tune into as well. This series, as I say, we've got Precious McKenzie, Meta McKenzie, who swam the...
Great stuff. Big stars, all of them. Thank you so much to Ma Munch with what she has been viewing.